This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Minority Health Matters. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. I feel like it's been a while since we've all had an opportunity to get together and talk. The last couple of months, we have been giving you highlights from a community town hall meeting that KDKA Radio did in cooperation with Gateway Medical Society. And we looked at the issue of violence and mental health. Now here we are, weeks away from Christmas, from Kwanzaa, from Hanukkah, from whatever holiday you choose to celebrate. And I thought it might be a good time for us to continue that conversation about mental health, but kind of from a different perspective. I have four guests today, and I'm so excited about it because I feel like the guests today represent a variety of age ranges to weigh in on this conversation. Dr. William Simmons, Derek Turner, Micah Saunders, and Brandon Williams, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So I want to just kind of start with this conversation about the holidays and stress. And here's why. I think so often we talk about stress. We think about stress in the holidays, but we think about it more often than not from the perspective of the woman who's doing a lot of shopping, who's doing the cooking, who's planning for the travel, who's baking the cookies. And I don't know that we think that much about the holidays and stress when it comes to the men in our lives. Dr. Simmons, let me start with you. Is that a reasonable thought, or do you feel a lot of stress during the holidays as well?
It's a very reasonable thought. Despite the high rate of still unemployment, poverty, the incarceration of black men, violence and suicide, the research in the inner city report still show a relatively low level of depression among black men. They talk about 10% or 15%. Some goes as high as 30. The problem with that is that people aren't getting accurate information because black men aren't willing to express themselves or to talk about their feelings. When they go to the doctor, many doctors don't even ask them about about depression because they're able to hide it so well, but they are indeed suffering from multiple different sources of depression through their lives. The social exclusion, the stereotyping, the discrimination, all of these kinds of things weigh on people and make them truly vulnerable to feeling of isolation, but they don't talk about it, and that's why you don't hear about it very much.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned so many things that I want to circle back to, but let me move on to Derek. Derek, when you think about the holidays and you think about your life, and I know you've had big happenings in the last month or two, but can I say what the big happenings are, Derek?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, Derek got married. So I'm guessing that in itself, and this is your first Christmas time, Christmas holiday as a married man. Does that add stress to your life?
I don't know if stress is a good word. There is definitely a heightened awareness, I would say. There is, and obviously I'm approaching the holidays. We just came out of Thanksgiving, where my wife and I are actually still meeting family members on both sides of the family.
So that's stress.
So Thanksgiving proved to be interesting. not that it was a bad thing, but it was interesting because she got to meet members of my family that she didn't know. I got to meet members of her family that she didn't know. And so we essentially had the new kid experience.
Okay.
We kind of took turns being the new kid on the block. And so now here we are at Christmas coming around. And that's, again, you know, just look at the family traditions that she had growing up versus the family traditions that I had growing up. And it just, for the first time around, it's an interesting blend.
Yeah, that's, you raised a couple things that I hadn't even thought about. I was just so eager to mention that you got married, but you mentioned a couple things that I hadn't even thought about. I'll come back to that as well. Let's get to Micah. Micah, now, you're of a different age. So when you think about the holidays, does that add stress to you? Do you feel like there's an extra weight on your shoulders?
I would say yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah. With my age, you know, I'm kind of one of the older people of the younger people, so I kind of look over. But it's always nice to see family, so that kind of cancels out and, you know, I bounce around, so it's always, you know, it's always okay.
Okay, and Brandon, you're going to bring up the rear on this. And again, I appreciate all your responses because you've all mentioned things that I hadn't even thought about. Family is a whole nother level of stress, mental health when it comes to the holidays. Brandon, tell me what you're feeling right now going into the Christmas holiday.
Going through the holidays, I would say it's usually pretty stressful because especially with school tests and whatnot, exams coming up, and honestly, those are kind of things to worry about for me. But honestly, looking forward to like spending time with my family.
With your family, yeah, yeah. And let me just ask you a quick follow-up before we have to go to the break, Brandon, because you mentioned school and exams, and I'm guessing that somewhere either before December or shortly after the winter break, this semester is over. You want to do well in school, but I'm guessing that not all the kids you know have the same goal.
That is definitely true. I think I'm actually one of the few people that actually are actively motivated to study and prepare.
And so is that stressful for you?
Honestly, no, because
I
know about these ahead of time, so I spend time, like, preparing for them.
Okay.
But
all right.
There are always things that I can't always prepare for with these tests.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We got to take a commercial break, but I tell you what, all four of you gave different answers than I even anticipated, which is awesome because coming up after the break, I'm going to follow up on all of that. You are listening to Minority Health Matters. It is a monthly show that we do right here on KDKA Radio in cooperation with Gateway Medical Society, their Journey to Men program. And I promise you, like me, you're going to walk away with something new. We'll be right back. That little recording makes me feel so important. I love it. Welcome back to Minority Health Matters. I have a panel of guests. We're looking at stress. We're looking at the holidays. We're looking at mental health. And Dr. William Simmons, I want to now circle back to you because you mentioned so many different pockets that confront families of color on a regular basis. We head into the holidays. There are going to be loved ones who, for a variety of reasons, can't join in the family gathering. There are going to be family gatherings that have a loved one who hasn't been there for some time for a variety of reasons. Those are all things that can add stress to the holidays, can they not?
Absolutely. The separation of the family, and oftentimes even for kids that might be away, or even other family members that might be away, all of that adds a lot of stress. And many times the family are not complete. There might not be a father sitting in that position at the family, which also adds a level of stress. There might not be mom might be away for one reason or other. All of those kinds of things are just essentially can be deal breakers in making it a happy Christmas for some people.
And gentlemen, just so you know, I'm going to be jumping around, not necessarily going in the same order every time. So Micah, I want to come to you now because, as you mentioned, you are one of the older young people. But I can remember when I would come home from college in particular on the holiday breaks. And I had been living what I thought was my best life while I was away from home. But then you come home and now there's a whole different set of rules. There's a whole different set of guidelines. And that can create stress as well, can it not?
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm waiting for you to elaborate.
Okay. Yes, I do agree. You know, when you get used to your own rules and your own motion of life, for lack of a better term, you know, you come back, maybe old responsibilities that may have annoyed or excited you, you know, so that's a balance of emotion and but I feel like if you embrace it, you know, and come back to the family and really like Thanksgiving, come and give thanks and come together, the stress will kind of go away.
Will be resolved. So, Derek, let me ask you, because the other thing, the other subject that I kind of want to weave into this conversation is the whole notion of masculinity. And the reason why I bring that in now is I am guessing for young men in particular who are coming home for the first time in a couple months, you know, maybe more, maybe longer than that, hard to say. You feel like you're a grown man. I'm guessing here because obviously I don't have that personal experience, but you feel like you're a grown man, like you can make your own decisions and now you're coming back to mom's house.
Well, I've been that kid, Lynn. I can remember going away to Morehouse College in the fall of 1993. And when I came home for spring break, I went away 17 years old. When I came back, I was 18. And I remember my mother telling me one night, "I still expect you to be in this house by a decent hour."
Mm-hmm.
And so I went out with some friends, and I came home one night, and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. And my mother said, "I thought I said be in here at a decent hour." And I said, "Mom, this is a decent hour compared to what I had been used to hanging out away at college."
Uh-huh.
And so there was a little bit of an adjustment just coming back in, you know, reacclimating yourself to the household rules, because even though you are 18 years old, you're still under your parents' roof. And so I, as a 48-year-old father of two now, I would dare my kids to try to do something like that now. But you know, it can be a slippery slope as you're trying to establish your own manhood, but yet you're still, you know, being accountable to your parents as well.
And so then, Brandon, because you are the youngest of this panel of experts, if you will, I'm guessing that none of this directly applies to you, yet at the same time, at your age, is it a struggle to figure out what is the manly thing to do? Is there pressure to be manly? Or are you confident enough in who you are that you can just be who you are?
Honestly, I still have no idea what in the world what is defined as masculinity.
Okay.
That's really not something I've been exposed to a lot, but
let me ask you this, just real quick before we go to a break. So is that something that's even on your radar? Is that something that you even think about?
Honestly, not really, but
okay. No, and that's a good thing. I mean, that tells me a lot, and that's something else that we will pick up on the other side of the break, because I think that, you know, in this day and age of pronouns and all of these other things, I think that there are certain issues that women struggle with, and I think there are certain issues that men struggle with. We're going to talk about all of that when we come back. This is Minority Health Matters. It is a monthly, first Saturday of the month program that we do in cooperation with Gateway Medical Society, the Journey to Men program, and of course, KDKA Radio. It's an opportunity for us to talk about some of the health-related issues as they specifically affect the minority community. Now, if there's a subject you want us to talk about, you can always go to my Facebook page at Lynn Hayes Freeland News Radio 1020. I think that's what it is. And, you know, drop a line, you know, some things you may want us to talk about. We're just about at the new year, and I've already got some thoughts for January. But we'd also like to know what you want to know about as well. So go to the Facebook page, check that out. And by the way, these conversations that we have on Minority Health Matters are also posted to the website. I put them on my Facebook page. Gateway Medical Society posts them on their Facebook page. And if you'd like more information about the Journey to Medicine program, you have a young person, a young man in your life that you believe would benefit from the Journey to Medicine program, you can go to the Gateway Medical Society program, the Gateway Medical Society's Facebook page. You can get more information about that there. And if this is the first time you've tuned in, we'll tell you a little bit more about what the Journey to Medicine program is all about coming up in the next half hour. Right now, we're going to take a break and get the latest news. Yeah, we're counting down now. I mean, it's kind of scary that this is December 2nd. But if you know, like I know, you hit December and the days fly by, the weeks fly past, and before you know it, it's Christmas, it's Kwanzaa, it is whatever you may celebrate. We're talking about the holidays, but how they impact our physical being as well as our emotional being. I have four guests today, Dr. William Simmons, Derek Turner, Micah Saunders, and Brandon Williams. And Dr. Simmons, let me ask you, because we've talked a lot about the mental health part of it, but can that mental stress ultimately affect us physically?
Absolutely. And one of the things that the ways that it does affect us is that when I talk to some of my Caucasian friends, they will talk openly about going to counselors, and they'll talk about going to psychiatrists or having a chat with someone. My Black friends, on the other hand, especially Black males, even if they have, you can see that they're having a rough time. You can see that you hear about family conflicts and so forth like that. They are never open to the concept of going to a counselor, never open to get those kinds of helps that would be necessary to truly allow them to function back at maximum capacity again. And so that's the point that I just wanted to make, is that this is, we are hurting ourselves by not mm-hmm. seeking the help that we absolutely need to be able to function, and especially during the holidays, because that's when it's supposed to be family time. But if your family isn't together the way you want it to be, that actually adds more stress and makes you feel more separated and anxious about the season.
About the season. All right, so Derek Turner, let's unpack that a little bit. Because I do think that Dr. Simmons is correct and is accurate about what he describes. But my question to you is, how do we fix that? How do we make it okay for Black men to say, you know what, I need to talk to somebody?
There's a norm now that has been perpetuated among Black men that, you know, if you're too aware of your feelings, if you're too expressive where your emotions are concerned, if you're saying I'm not okay, or, you know, if you're crying, if you're showing some, it's interpreted as a sign of weakness almost among us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to step way out here, and I'm going to say we have some Black women to thank for that as well, because I think.
Oh yeah, you're stepping out there.
How many Black women have said to a Black man, "Man up"? You know, be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts young. It starts with children. You know, even the things that we think that we're saying that are cute to our children. You know, be a big boy. You know, big boys don't cry. You know, and it carries over into adulthood. And so, how do we change that? Generational. We almost have to start young, letting our children know that it's actually, particularly our young boys, that it's okay to have feelings, it's okay to process feelings, and it's okay to ask for help processing your feelings.
And you know what, I'm gonna let you take that step out there, but I'm also gonna respond to that as well, because sometimes we as mothers, when we try to comfort our young sons, dad will say, don't coddle him like that. You're babying him like that. So I think there's a shared responsibility there.
I agree with that.
Okay. Thank you. Brandon, I'm going to ask you, because you're the youngest in this group. Did you have that experience, like as a small child, you know, and you would cry? Were you told, don't cry, man up, suck it up? Did you hear those kinds of things?
Once or twice, I think.
Okay.
Think so.
Uh-huh. But it obviously didn't have a big impact on you, because the details are kind of sketchy in your mind. Would that be accurate?
I mean, I know how I felt, but I don't remember what exactly happened.
Guess what? I'll take that. How did you feel?
I don't know. It just felt like, I usually overthink things, so I just thought that perhaps when you get older, you're expected to be more emotionally stable.
And that's interesting you would use the words emotionally stable, because, Micah, is there something that happens in the indoctrination of going from a young boy to a teen boy to a grown man, that tears or emotional responses are considered instability?
Definitely, especially from going from like teenager to adult. You know, from a little kid to teenager, you know, you may get a few more chores, or the big transition to high school, but from teenager to a male, actual like grown, considered grown in this world is a big step, and especially as a black male, that may come a little earlier, especially if you look older or are larger in size, whether that's height, weight, you know, body features. And I feel like that stress, it comes through in so many different ways where it may affect how you operate outside, or the stress in the home because moms are pressing for you to excel in school. Mm-hmm. So you can get that college education and that paper, so you can say, you know, so no one can take that away, you know.
Indeed. Yeah. And Derek, before we go to the next break, I'm going to come back to you, because now we've heard these different perspectives from yours, from Dr. Simmons, Micah, and Brandon. And so then I wonder, these are things that we as people of color are aware of. But is society in general aware of these issues that we're talking about? Or, and does it matter if they are?
It definitely matters. And I do believe that society is aware of these matters. Again, you ask a really challenging question, and I'll go back to your last one in terms of how do we fix this? Because part of the solution to that is in making society more aware of these issues. But I feel like at the same time, society is well aware of the need for emotional help. That mental health is a very real thing, no matter what the demographic is, no matter what the age is. At church, we say things like you can be up and out or down and out.
Hmm.
And so, you know, it mental health spans socioeconomic status. And so I do believe that society is aware of it. How do we make it more of a conversation in our community? That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where we're going to pick up when we come back after this break. You're listening to Minority Health Matters. I swear, we go into this Minority Health Matters show, and I always think, wow, an hour is so long, and it just flies by. Dr. Simmons, before the break, Derek made a comment about how we have this conversation within the black community. And if I'm not mistaken, I heard a from you. Was that right?
Well, I said that because you were talking about the society know about these feelings in black men. My mm-hmm. point is that society has created this problem with black men. In the corporate environment where there are a few blacks, and if they want to climb that corporate ladder, they have to be iron men. They have to always be strong. They can't show vulnerability. They can't have that soft side saying, oh, I'm going to see my counselor this afternoon, like our counterparts can say. You say something like that, your career is done. So society creates this problem in black men because of the expectations and the lack of expectations. They don't expect you to do well, but when you do well, you have to do perfectly.
All right, so now let me follow up on that from a female perspective and ask this question. Is that comparable? Like, I know as a black woman, often when we have certain behaviors or we do certain things that other people would say, oh, she's so aggressive, that's a great thing. When women of color do it, we're angry, we're pushy. Is that kind of the same thing?
Absolutely. When you start showing your not aggression, but if you start having an opinion that varies from the others and you are strongly supporting it,
it's always seemed that you're the aggressive black woman, or you're the aggressive black man, and all of those things are used against you. So it's sometimes it's so difficult for you to know where to stand in a particular situation or how to present yourself, because you're always second guessing yourself. You're always constantly, and all of that adds to stress. And that adds to, and if you trying to get ahead, you find it difficult because there are so many barriers like that in your way.
And Micah, let me ask you, as one of the older young people, can you relate to what Dr. Simmons is saying?
Slightly. I've listened to my mom express those same feelings and. Her workplace, but me personally, like, as a younger male, like, I haven't really, other than like class discussions, I haven't really
But let me ask you a question though. Do you feel as if you are being prepared to experience that?
Definitely, especially by my mom. You know, she says, speak your truth, you know, when we're having tough conversations, and, you know, she makes me speak my mind and stand on it and, you know, keep my word, so.
Okay. And then, Derek, is that, I mean, we talk about all of the things, and I apologize, we didn't get into it as much as I wanted to in this show, but we talk about some of the things that are taught, are shared within the Journey to Medicine program. I'm guessing some of these very issues have to come up.
Oh, we absolutely do address these and other issues very similar to them with all of our young people in terms of being able to manage the stress of school, extracurricular activities, when we get around the holidays, and then even in some of their discussions around violence. Many of them are, you know, have friends and peers who are linked to a lot of, you know, violent type of activities and seen it firsthand. And so we do have those conversations with our young people.
And Brandon, I think I'm going to let you probably have the last word in this. So when you think about growing older, going through the teenage years, heading off to college, are these the things that we've been talking about? Are those even things that pop up on your radar? Or are you at this point just kind of focused on getting the right grades and that kind of thing?
There have been probably multiple occasions where I've had different opinions than, like, basically everyone around me. But I honestly am not really worried about, if my opinions are going to be used against me. Because I'd rather be honest with myself.
Yeah, honest with yourself. I tell you what, we all would like to be probably more honest with ourselves. Gentlemen, we are out of time, but I thank you so much for your candor. Thank you for the conversation, and I always look forward to these conversations. So I appreciate you so much. In the meantime, this is Minority Health Matters. You're listening to KDKA. The next time this group gets together will be after Christmas. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, or whatever it is you choose to celebrate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.